Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So you hope you'll stick around. First hour will be from about 8 to 9. We'll take a brief break for the news at the top of the hour. For about 5 minutes, we'll be back for a second hour. So I hope you'll join us tonight for some fine modern mainstream swinging sounds. Tonight, our highlight artist is trumpet man Lee Morgan. Lee recorded from about November of 1956 until around 1972. Life was cut short at the age of 33 when he was unfortunately murdered by a distraught lover. And so his life came to an unfortunate end because he was a very, very talented trumpet player. He was kind of a prodigy at the age of 18. Unbelievable, he was recruited to be in the trumpet section of the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. So this guy had a great, great talent. And he was in the Gillespie Big Band for a couple of years. His main influences were, of course, Dizzy Gillespie himself, great trumpet player Fats Navarro, and Clifford Brown, another classic trumpet player. He recorded early on with Savoy Records after he left the Gillespie Band, and he also recorded on VJ Records. For some of you out there don't know, VJ Records was formed by Vivian Carter, and it was actually operated out of Gary for some time and turned out many, many good jazz recordings. So we're going to sample his artistry tonight, and we're going to kick it off with an album he cut on the VJ label in 1960, Expedient. And we have, besides Lee Morgan on trumpet, we've got Eddie Higgins on piano, who is a veteran of the Chicago scene, played at the London House for many, many years. Unfortunately, the London House turned into a Burger King there on Wacker in Michigan. Unfortunate transition. His boss later on was on drums, Art Blakey, as Lee Morgan played in the Jazz Messengers. Bart Blakey's Jazz Messengers for a few years. Art Davis on bass, Cliff Jordan on drums. This is the title track written by the piano man Eddie Higgins called Expedient. Thank you. was Expedient, the title track of an album on the VJ label, led up by our highlight artist of the week, Lee Morgan. The composition was written by the piano player Eddie Higgins, the future boss of Lee Morgan, who had the Jazz Messengers, Art Blakey on drums, Art Davis on bass, Cliff Jordan on tenor. So what's up next, Al?
I'm going to start off with a group featuring Chet Baker. It's from a 5-CD box set, which is a representative example of his work over the years, and it's released by the International Music Company out of Hamburg, Germany. The CD set also contains a fairly extensive biographical sketch. The group is actually the Jerry Mulligan Quartet from the early 50s, and it features Chet on trumpet, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Carson Smith on bass, and Larry Bunker on drum. The CD credits Baker with authoring the tune, but I think since Chet, at least at that point in time, couldn't read music, it's hard to figure out how he could write it. So I think the author of this tune is logically Mulligan, and the tune is entitled Five Brothers. Was Five Brothers featuring Chet Baker with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, Baker on trumpet, Mulligan on baritone sax, Carson Smith on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. That was originally released on the Pacific Jazz label in 1953 and then was reissued in a 5-CD set from the International Music Company in Hamburg, Germany in 2002.
Back now with highlighting the trumpet artistry of the brilliant Lee Morgan. And this is an album that cut very early in his career. be November of 56. He's only about 18 right here on this particular album called Introducing Lee Morgan on the Savoy label, November 5 of 1956, right? With Lee Morgan, we've got Hank Mobley on tenor sax, the inimitable Hank Jones, very classic, stylish piano player, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is a tune written by one of Lee Morgan's heroes, trumpet man, Fats Navarro. It became a jazz classic down all through the years, called Nostalgia. Thank you. Nostalgia, jazz classic written by trumpet player Fats Navarro, one of Lee Morgan's early idols. And that was a Savoy album that was cut in November of 1956. And you heard some fine trumpet work there by Hank Mobley, Hank Jones on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums. So what's up next, Al?
Next up, we have the Basie Band from 1937. This recording was made shortly after the band had moved from Kansas City to New York and began recording for the Decca label. This is from a 3-CD box set released by the MCA Records Company and features all of the recordings that the Basie Band made for Decca in 1937, 1938, and 1939. We're going to lead off with the first selection on the first disc, and it features lots of nice Basie piano and a nice solo by Lester Young with a few licks thrown in by Buck Clayton. The title of the tune is Honeysuckle Rose. That was Honeysuckle Rose, featuring the Count Basie Band of 1937. And the solos you heard there were, of course, Basie on piano, Lester Young on tenor sax, and Buck Clayton on trumpet. It was from an original Decca 78 RPM recording, re-released in a three-box set CD by MCA Records in 1992.
Now we're going to explore the highlight the ballad artistry of trumpet man Lee Morgan, our highlight artist of the week. And he cut many, many albums on the Blue Note label. And this one was called Candy. And joining Lee on trumpet as a rhythm section composer, Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And this is a great old ballad that was written by a guy who led a fine big band in the 30s and 40s, not well known nationally, but he always had a swinging group, and that was Buddy Johnson. And this is a tune that's caught on all down through the years. Great ballad, "Since I Fell for You." That was from our highlight artist of the week, Lee Morgan's Blue Note album, cut in 1958 on the Blue Note label, and a beautiful old ballad, Since I Fell for You, written by Buddy Johnson, and a tasteful rhythm section accompanying Lee on that particular track was Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. It's recorded in 1958 by Rudy Van Gelder, one of the premier recording engineers. And so now, what are we going to hear next, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group headed by Nat Adderley. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Work Song. Features Nat on cornet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. It's a Fred Ehlert Roy Turk tune entitled Mean to Me. Thank you. That was Mean to Me, featuring Ned Adderley on cornet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Work Song.
Next up by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Lee Morgan from his Blue Note album, The Gigolo, cut in June and July of 1965. And in the aggregation, along with Lee on trumpet, is Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn Jr., a piano player, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And this is a catchy little swinger put together by Lee. By the way, Lee Morgan did a lot of writing and arranging and had some tricky little heads that he wrote. And this one is called Yes You Can, No You Can't.
Thank you.
That was a kind of a catchy, rockish type rhythm section behind Lee Morgan there from his album called The Gigolo that was cut in 1965 on the Blue Note label. Lee Morgan did lots of work on the Blue Note label under his own name and also as a sideman with the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. And outstanding trumpet solo or tenor solo there also by Wayne Shorter. A strong piano work by Harold Mayburn on Jr. And that little backbeat drumming was done by Billy Higgins. So what are we going to do next, Al?
You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a short break between the hours for the news. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got lots of quality mainstream jazz lined up for your listening pleasure. We're going to wrap up this first hour with
a trio led by Patty Bown, and it's from a Columbia LP entitled Patty Bown Plays Big Piano. In addition to Patty, we'll hear from Joe Benjamin on bass and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. It's a tune Patty wrote entitled Head Shakin'.